Really weird.
Still here. Are we supposed to get off and call in? But it's quiet now.
It's okay.
If you're already in, you don't have to get back in.
What did you say, Richard? Yes.
If you're already here, you don't have to come back. You're here.
Yeah.
Where's
Wendy? Is the chair still on?
That sounds a
Hi,
little religious
Wendy.
To me.
Mr. Chair?
Well.
Well, who's missing?
Is everybody on?
Ted for the stack.
Teresa's in the on the
Sandy,
stack first.
Sandy is back. Did the music stop?
Yeah, I don't hear it.
All right. So I'm going
to Sandy.
Pick
if we're
going
to Sandy,
off.
If we're going to have an additional motion to excuse anyone else, I would like to make a statement.
Go ahead, Teresa. For what? Go ahead.
We started this meeting 40 minutes late.
And now we're
going to
be
called,
41 minutes late after your statement.
Yes, and the people, I personally called Sandra Rawline, Mike Lewis, and Edberto Willis, who said that they were working. And that's why I asked for excuse absence. Because we started the meeting 40 minutes late.
Stop. There's a motion on the floor to excuse Dwayne Lark. Please call the roll.
Alan's going to abstain. I'm going to abstain.
Thank you.
Crozier?
Roll, please.
Crozier?
Can we just say if there's no objections? Did anybody object?
Thank you. Are there any objections to excusing Dwayne Lark's out?
I am going to abstain.
No.
We got you.
No.
So write yourself down.
Okay. I don't hear any objections, Mr.
I object.
Thank you,
write
Ted,
down
for
the
delaying
one objection.
The meeting further. Yeah, all right. Ted objected. Call the roll. Teresa abstained.
Alan abstained. Crozier?
Abstained.
Okay. Foley, Bob Gartner?
No.
No. Marianne Martinez?
Now, what are we, how are we voting?
We're voting to excuse Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Okay. Susie Moreno?
Yes, but I also have a question. When we're finished.
Well, hold the
Mr. Chair.
Hold the question. Hold the question. Go ahead. Call the roll.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi. No response. Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Okay. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Okay. Rita Washington.
Yes.
Okay. Ted Weiskel?
No.
Okay. And Venetia Williams? I'm not hearing Venetia. Sandy Weinman?
No objection. I vote to excuse me.
So are you voting? So you're saying yes. Excuse.
Yes.
Okay. So that passes with...
Change media to yes also, since we ended up going through the whole roll call.
Thank you, Bill. All right. Now, Markeisha, you have the floor to explain the version 2 budget that you sent in. Thank you.
Nancy did not vote yet, and I'm going to abstain. You can come back to
okay,
me.
Okay, thank you.
Teresa.
I called your name. You didn't respond, Nancy. Okay.
Then
let's get on with
back.
It, folks, and quit
all
talking
right.
all this shit.
Hold on.
Anyway, this is an hour and a half late right now. This meeting should never have been done at 4:30 when people are working still.
Nancy,
not here.
You're out of order,
I mean, really,
Nancy.
You should have asked
Nancy,
the committee about the time.
Nancy,
you're
don't
trying
come
to
these committee meetings if you're going to interrupt, please. Stop it. Okay, Markeisha, you have the floor.
You violated rules. Procedure.
Mark, you don't have the floor, Nancy. You're violating rules right now. Mark,
the chair doesn't have the right to do that.
I am asking you to cease and desist so Markeisha can explain the budget. That's why we're here, in case you forgot. Markeisha, go ahead and go through your revised budget, please.
So the change. So
yes.
Can you guys hear me? Let's make sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the only changes that were really made to the budget since the last time were, of course, we had taken out for the engineer salary, but what I did go in and add into income was we had received two grants this year, this fiscal year, one from the Olive Hershey Foundation and one from a gentleman who underwrites the prison show, I guess. And so I went in and hopefully we'll get that money again next year. So that amount totals to $22,500 between those two. So I added that back in, I added that into the income as a budgeted item. So hopefully we will still get that money. Again, like I said, I took the engineer salary out since we don't have an engineer. And who on the national board had said, and I think it was Lyndon who said that our central services amount should have been reduced, but I still have never seen that, gotten that officially from anywhere. So we still have the same amount. Can anybody confirm that? I don't know if Lyndon is still on the call. Lyndon?
I think Lyndon dropped off, but I believe he requested that, okay. But I don't think it went through, Markeisha, is the one that works.
Of course not. They don't ever give us a break. They just take. Okay.
That's ridiculous.
So, all right. Well, I did. Oh, request, I also had to include.
Request for information.
Hold on, Ted. Markeisha's in the
building. No, I don't understand what she's saying. I have a question. God damn it.
Hold your
Ted.
Question until she's done. Ted.
I want to know what line in the
Ted.
In the budget she's
Ted.
Talking about.
Hold on a second.
There's numbers on the left
Central
hand side.
Services. Central
what
services.
Numbers?
Central services.
Oh my God. I don't know because I don't look at the numbers. That's not how you look at a spreadsheet.
I'm looking at 6400 and 6412 under Central Services. You said you changed
correct.
Something. I'd like to know where to look.
I did
like
not change anything,
like
Ted. And please stop raising your voice.
Ted,
please
Ted,
call that member to
Ted,
order.
Ted, what she said was clearly that it was intimated that we got a break on central services, but nothing ever came through officially. So nothing was changed on the spreadsheet. And we were hoping Lyndon Foley would be on to answer that question. He's not on. So there's no need to raise your voice. Ted. Nancy,
correct.
If you'd like to drop off and call him, go ahead.
I don't have his telephone number.
Okay. Can't help you.
I can do a side note. I can call that on my time. I don't have to waste
your
guys' time.
So that's one thing we need to take a look at to see if that's true. But my understanding is that while it might have been requested, there was nothing that ever came through on the request. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Richard to the stack when you get to a stack.
Thank you, Richard. Anything else, Markeisha?
No, not really. That was it. There were no real changes. So
okay, I'd like
to
point
to the
out that basically we're revenue neutral after depreciation for this revision, which is a welcome sight, but that only works if our funding numbers come up to par.
Stay true, exactly.
Right, and that, as was discussed earlier, right now that's in jeopardy for this August drive that we're in. Okay, Richard, go ahead.
I would like to move that the budget that is being presented with those changes, that be approved by this group and forward it to the LSD for approval.
I was going to ask
as
for
our
a
budget.
Straw vote. I was going to ask for a straw vote. Do I?
Bill for the stack.
Promotion. Thank you, Bill. Richard, could you put that in writing and email that to Teresa and myself at a minimum? And if you have everybody or the LSD, if you.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you for that. Teresa, did you get that motion?
No, I'm sorry. Could you please repeat it? My volume went down for some reason.
Sure. Richard,
yes, I would like to move that the budget that was presented today with the changes be approved by this group as our budget for 2022 and that we forward it to the LSB for their approval.
Thank you. Bill, you want
This is Susie. May I have a question?
Hold on. I have a stack.
It's sent to the National Finance Committee for approval or to the National Board for approval?
LSB.
LSB.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Do I have the floor?
Okay. Richard, do you want to say anything to motivate your motion?
It's time to get going. Let's approve this and move on.
Thank you. Bill, you're on the stack, and then I have Susie.
Respectfully, Richard, yeah. I'd like to get this done too, but the fiscal year starts October 1st. Our new GM is going to be stuck with this budget for a year. I think he should have some input. So I move that we postpone consideration until the next meeting so that we can ask him what changes he might like to make.
So you're moving to table to the next meeting, Bill?
Well, postpone consideration.
I'm sorry, Markeisha, was that you?
Yes, to the staff.
Thank you. Okay. I have your motion, Bill. Just let's get to the stack here, and we'll vet that.
And I can say we could schedule the next meeting before the next LSB meeting if you want. So it wouldn't slow it down any if we decide to do that.
Thank you. Susie Moreno, go ahead.
I have two things to say. One is a question about the budget. Would that include the $22,500 that you haven't actually received yet, added to the budget?
We received some of the money in December, and we received some of the money in June of FY21. So I put it in the same months for FY22. Does that make sense, Susie? We're hoping to get those, so we're budgeting for them.
Okay, but we still don't have. Okay, that was my question. Thank you. And the other thing is that I wanted to say that I was on the stack before, but I was overlooked, is that if we just follow the rules, we would do away with all of this. If somebody wants to be excused, they must follow the rules, and it would cost so much less heartbreak, and everybody would have to go by the rules, and that everybody, no excuses.
Mr. Chair, could you get us back on track?
You're interrupting, Richard.
Hang on. Damn right I'm interrupting. I got to do something.
Stop it, Richard.
We need to get back on track. Y'all have
But when I'm always overlooked when I ask to speak, and maybe you don't value what I have to say, but it seems to me like the white males are always.
That is not. Don't start the racist bullshit. That is not pertinent right now. The pertinence right now is our business at hand.
Richard,
it wasn't
stop.
Racist. It was male, female.
Susie,
yeah,
stop.
It is. No, it's racist. It's as much as.
Hey, no, it's not. Because if it was, I would tell you.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I was just wanting to be acknowledged that I'm on this call. Thank you.
We have a motion on the table to approve the budget.
Order, please. Markeisha, you were next.
I was going to say that the revenue numbers are in line with the what they have been based on what we are doing right now in 2021. So they're not going to be any changes, and you really won't be able to expect someone new to come in and tell us anything different, being that they've only been here a few days. So that's, I don't know why we would hold up the budget for waiting on someone to come in.
Exactly. Damn reality. Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to vote on this, to send it to the LSB for approval.
Hold on, Ted.
And Bill asked that we delay consideration until our next Finance Committee meeting. Bill's motion takes precedent. Ted,
no, it doesn't. Not in a committee meeting. I appeal from the decision of the chair.
Oh, God.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Ted's wrong. A motion to postpone consideration, we have to vote on that first. If it doesn't pass, then we're back to the original motion.
I believe that's correct. That's why
I would like to speak to this.
Go ahead, Ted.
This is a committee meeting. I'm in favor of postponing the vote, but I would still like to use this time to get some answers to these questions on this budget. So in a committee meeting, we can be talking about a myriad of issues which are on this piece, on these five pages, and I'd like to get some answers rather than putting it off again and again and again.
Well, quite frankly, this has just been revised again, and we're going to keep revising this as things, you know, it's very fluid, our situation without a building and with staff hires and people leaving, et cetera. So it's a tricky thing. And while I think Richard's idea is good to move along, and I don't think this is going to change a whole lot one way or the other down the road here, delaying a couple weeks really won't hurt anything either. Or a few weeks, whatever it comes out to be.
Prognostications. I just want answers. I want answers to my questions. If nobody else wants to hear these answers, so be it. I have that right as a committee member to be able to ask these questions and get answers.
Thank you, Ted. So,
point of order.
Point of order, go ahead.
Are we, were we still in a discussion over the budget? Which, and I ask that because it sounds like what, that's what Ted is asking for, is that he was not done. So if that is the case, or is not the case, how would the motion at hand be figured into that?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. I mean, if you're not a favor of approving this because there are still unanswered questions in committee members' minds, then vote no. So, again, there's a move to delay consideration until our next meeting. I'd like to vote on that. And if you're not satisfied that your questions have not been answered, then vote for delaying our consideration of the motion to approve. That's simple. So, Teresa, please call the roll.
Okay. Teresa says yes. And Phil Crozier?
A vote to
delay
vote.
Consideration of the budget until our next Finance Committee meeting, which will hopefully be before the next LSB meeting. I say yes. Crozier says?
Yes.
Yes. Foley? No answer. Bob Gartner?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy Sabara-Narutomi? I'm sorry. All of the votes have been yes so far. Nancy Sabara-Narutomi?
Well, why don't you ask if there are any objections?
I don't
yes
know.
Yes or no or abstain.
Nancy Sabara-Narutomi, yes or no or abstain?
Yes.
Thank you. Wendy Schrell?
No.
No. Wendy says no. Richard Uzel?
No.
Uzel says no. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita says yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Weiskel says yes. Benicia Williams? No response. Sandy Weinman?
I'll abstain. Thank you.
Abstains. Okay. So this passes.
Teresa, yes? This is Sandra.
Markeisha,
oh, I'm sorry. Set. I'm sorry, Sandra. Sorry, I forgot that you had come on. Okay, Sandra Rawline?
I vote yes.
Rawline votes yes. Okay, so the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Eight yes.
Richard,
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. The nine I have.
Vanicia's not here.
I didn't say she was here. I said Allen, Crozier, Gartner, Martinez, Moreno. That's five. Sabara-Narutomi
is
six.
Right. Susie. Okay.
Okay. So
I missed
nine yes, two no, one abstention. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And let me just add, Richard, thank you for the motion. I thought it was thoughtful. However, since this was just presented and since there may be a couple of questions here and there or even tweaks, I think it's wise to delay. So thanks for that.
Okay. Can Markeisha say something?
Go ahead, Markeisha. Yes, of course.
So I don't know what questions Ted had because he didn't ask. But seeing as we've continued, this is what, the third or fourth meeting to approve this budget, why are we still not approving it? Is it because Markeisha put it forth? If I'm the one that's presenting it, I'm the one that's doing it. Because when someone new comes in, I'm not going to have time to teach them about the finances of KPFT so that we can then say, oh, the budget's exactly the same.
Come on, Markeisha.
Do you really? Because I don't understand. I mean,
well, I voted no.
If you know,
I voted
say
no.
That again.
I voted no. I voted to do it now.
And I'm just asking because I didn't hear any questions. So what's going to be different in whenever time you decide you're going to meet again?
Yeah. So this would be the time, Ted. I'm going to ask you to go to your questions right now that you are not satisfied about.
Thank you.
Try to keep this brief, please. Go ahead.
Somewhere in this
budget. Don't ask about who, and Ted, don't ask about people's salary.
Somewhere in this budget, there is money allocated for sending out a mailing to request people to make contributions. That's an expense. Somewhere in this budget, there is an indication of how much money is derived from those mailings. I would like to know if those mailings are returning the amount of money that is spent on them and thus the investment. I don't see that spelled out here, but I presume our business manager knows, and I would like to know whether or not we should be continuing to do the mailings we're doing. Also, it is my feeling that the communication in those mailings has been a skeleton of what should be said to our membership, and I would like to see whether or not a more in-depth, at least two-page statement, generally it's one page with the back page blank, and I would like to know what is being done to generate money via mailings, and it's working. That's my first question.
Okay, we'll stop. Let Markeisha answer that question. Markeisha, are you capable of answering that?
I am not, because that is a development question. I don't have the numbers that come from the mailings off the top of my head. So,
I think in previous discussions there was a problem separating those, Ted. That
right, exactly.
So maybe Robin Lewis during a development meeting would be a better person to ask that question. What's your next question, Ted?
I want to say that this is not a question I have not asked before, and I am requesting that our business manager, by the time of our next meeting, do what she can to get us an answer, because we're approving a budget that justifies those mailings. I would like to know whether or not those mailings are justified. My second question relates to website income. That's line 5011. In the year 2016, that brought in $4,192. The following year, it brought in $1,000. In the last 2 years, I see a 62, a 742. I would like to know. I'd like to know, what is being derived from website income, and what can we do to generate more?
Well, We're not doing anything to derive, because that's not a question that I can answer. I'm sorry. Website income is just when people pay us with a credit card, when we see it on our statements and when it comes in, it does not say, oh, I paid online. So there's no way for us to derive that. If you can come up with a program that'll do that, we'd be happy to use that, Ted.
So there was such a program in 2016?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But there probably was something that happened and that money got coded there. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look in 2016. I'm not sure.
It might have been an auction of some sort, Ted. I don't know.
Yeah, could have been something. Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm not asking these questions because I expect an answer tonight. I am very thankful that we have delayed consideration of this matter, and I hope by our next meeting some of these questions can be answered. Under line number 5020, corporate matching, in the year 2014, we received $23,202. In 2019, it dropped to $9,000. I'm wondering why.
Is your job, does your job match your donations to us?
I'm not employed. I'm retired.
Okay. All right. Well, a great deal of our donors are retired. I don't know that is the reason. It probably has a lot to do with it.
That's part of the answer.
Okay.
The part is the larger corporations in Houston that do the matching, Ted, a lot of them don't have as many employees. So just the law of large numbers, I think, may have something to do with that as well.
Yeah.
That's a pretty substantial drop. Under line number 5750, community and special events, in 2014, we derived $28,000. I'm rounding this off to the first two numbers. The following 2 years, we were at $43,000 and $45,000. In 2019, it dropped to $12,000. I would like to know what we can do or what we did in 2014 and what we're not doing in more recent years to make up for those differences.
Well, I don't know what happened in 2014, Ted, but in the grand scheme of things, it costs more money to put on an event than usually it's worth. So we have not been focusing on a lot of that. So, again, I'm not really sure. We don't have an events person either. So that is kind of could have something to do with it. We haven't had one in a long, long time. So.
I mean, things like the KPFT birthday party and Watermelon Festival and the Robert Earl Keane show, which brought in a lot of money. These are things that we were doing. And, of course, in the age of COVID, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
I understand.
Again,
I have a few more questions, maybe three more. Under the line total revenue, in 2014... we raised $1,112,000. In 2019, it dropped to $812,000. I am wondering what your overall analysis of why that happened and what the board can do to bring it back to the numbers of 2014.
People aren't giving. I'm not sure why. But why do you not ask this of the managers that you hire? That's not a question that I can pretty much answer. I don't control. I don't have any contacts, and I don't go out and I'm not the person responsible for going out and getting the money. So why don't you ask that of the managers that you hire?
I thank you very much for prompting us to do that, and I'm sure we will. Okay. In 2014, the amount of board expenses, not coded, but it's the second line under expenses. It was $400, then $6,000, then the third column, 2016, it was $20,000, but in 2019, it was $35,000. Of all of these years, it jumped dramatically from even the $20,000 to $35,000. Can you explain that?
That would be all election expenses, and I don't control any of that. All those numbers are entered at the national level. So I don't even see bills for election expenses.
And we went from $110,000 in administration expenses to last year $230,000. Why the more than double between 2014 and last 2019?
Because we had to hire, we went to hiring contractors as opposed to hiring employees, and the contractor slash consultants falls under administrative expenses.
Were those hires approved by the board?
They were approved by my boss, yes.
The board doesn't hire fire. Also, we also have an answering service that takes pledges. Is that part of that line,
yeah.
Markeisha?
That is part of that as well, yes.
Okay, so we're paying, every time somebody makes a pledge, we pay a company.
Actually,
that
should come under development expenses.
Some of it does, too. But some of it does fall under administrative. Like when we first set it up, we used
a question.
Was that Susie?
No,
Nancy.
You had a question?
Yeah,
I'm done.
Thank you. Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, so every time we have a donation, is it still the answering service charges a flat $2.50, or is it a percentage?
They charge by however long you hold them on the phone.
Oh.
It's a per minute, yes.
How much is it per minute?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look that up. I don't remember.
Okay. Thank you. I was told $2.50, and I think that whoever said that was just guessing at it, maybe.
I would say, yeah, that's too high. It's not $2.50.
Yeah.
It's under a dollar. I'm just not sure exactly.
Teresa, put us back
on. Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Teresa, go ahead.
Markeisha, how many AT&T bills do we have now for phone and internet? And what's our monthly total for AT&T phone and internet right now?
I do not know that off the top of my head. I do not. And we're still consolidating. And that may be why we don't have any internet for Robin now, because I may have cut something and should not have. So I'm not exactly sure. We've cut it considerably. I've cut down all the phone lines. So we're only paying about $200 a month for phones as opposed to $1,400 or $1,500. That's a reduction from AT&T, but I don't have the exact number for you on the internet yet, Teresa. But you will definitely see a decrease because we're not using them for our phone service anymore.
Uh-huh. And
they were charging us $100 and something a line. Yeah.
Yeah. So how much are we paying for internet right now?
Ballpark, probably still at $1,000, still going to come down more as we figure out what to make sure that we are cutting the right things. But that's a decent number right now. And I expect for it to be lower than that. But we had like six or seven different accounts back up to this backup and to that backup. And David did help us get rid of all of that.
That was
I have a question that I would like to ask, and that is, for these questions that Markeisha says I don't have an answer for you right now. Is anybody writing these questions down so that she can give us an answer at our next meeting?
Do you have them, Ted?
No, I don't. I don't know if Terry or Markeisha is writing them down.
I'm not, because I don't need the answers. You need the answers, so you should be writing
them
down.
You asked them, so you should have a list.
Yeah, can you write them down, Ted?
Yeah, write down your questions that I asked.
Ted, if you will get them to me, I will get them
to Teresa will send them to me. Yes.
And I will get them to Markeisha as soon as possible.
And we'll put them in. We'll put them in this meeting. Pardon?
I will, you know, if you talk to me tomorrow, I will try to get them to her tomorrow.
My question is there a recording of this meeting?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and I have a couple questions after Nancy.
Hold on. Was that Nancy or Susie that I heard?
Yeah, Nancy. I don't remember. I don't know. No, I don't remember if it was Susie or Nancy first. I just don't remember.
I wasn't asking. I'm not on the stack.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, yes. So when Markeisha gives an answer to Ted's questions, could it be shared with the committee? That's all.
Sure, of course. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Bill,
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, we're almost out of time. We're supposed to end at 6:30, I believe. Can we set the meeting date for our next committee meeting?
We can. What I'd like to
do, you want to wait,
and I can make a suggestion.
No.
Well, we hope soon. We've been hearing that for some time. I suggest we meet the day before the next LSB meeting. That's September 7th. It's Tuesday.
May I make a suggestion? This is Susie.
Go ahead, Susie.
I suggest that we're very conscious of people that work and that we don't set the time at a time where people will be working. Probably 6 is the best
time. I appreciate that. But again, this was done so that Markeisha, and who's working in conjunction with Robin to keep this thing going until reinforcements arrive, do not have to work into the evening hours. And in consideration,
well, I do
for
have
that,
a family.
Four,
yes,
a 4:30 start is more than fair. So
it's not. It is not fair.
Well, Ted, you're retired, so you don't have anything to do all day. So saying it's not fair,
Mr. Chair, that was really rude.
Thank you for that. Maybe you're right. I apologize if I offended anybody, but facts are facts. Ted's retired. Okay, I have the 7th. Any consideration for the 31st, 2 weeks from today?
The 31st is a Tuesday.
Right. Tell you what, let's make it the 7th if there are no objections to the 7th.
Mr. Chair, we could also consider a Monday night, the 30th. There's nothing scheduled on Monday the 30th, and there
that's
is nothing
not,
scheduled
not too, not,
on Monday the 6th.
Too. Are there any objections to the 7th, Tuesday?
Madam, Mr. Chair, development is scheduled that day, and if you know, I'll change it right now. If the committee asks,
no,
I'll take
it don't
off right now.
That.
What time is that meeting, Teresa?
6:30 p.m. 6:30 p.m. Central.
Okay. If we start at 4:30, we'll be done by then. Okay. So if we start at 4:30, there won't be any interference. We'll be done by then.
Mr. Chair, do you want to offer the committee some options or not?
Sure. I have no problem with that. So we have the 7th, we have the 30th, and we have the 6th. Are there any preferences?
How about in 2 weeks on the 31st? It's completely open.
The 6th is Labor Day.
Mr. Chair.
That's true. It's Labor Day. That's Labor Day weekend. So
the 31st is not Labor Day weekend. On Tuesday? it's not.
Tuesday's Wednesday
it
April holiday.
Part of Labor
Day. Yes, it is. The 6th is Labor Day.
No,
the first
day of August. But if you
right.
had a job,
first. The first day back to work is not the best day to have a meeting.
Point. The 6th, that Monday, the 6th of September is Labor Day.
Labor right, Day.
So.
Has nothing to do with
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Your question.
Yes. Okay, we're saying we are postponing the meeting so that the new general manager will have some time to input. So if that's really our rationale, then we need to give him that time. And to me, the 7th should be the day that we choose because that gives him the most time, if he has any input at all for the budget, and he may have none. That gives him the opportunity to look at it and all of that, and if he does have any input. If we try to do it too much earlier, it's just a lot for him to try to digest in a two-week period.
Well, we have development on Tuesday night, the 7th.
Not until 6:30.
We're talking about a 4:30 meeting, so it won't interfere.
Again, 4:30?
Again, 4:30, Nancy, yes. Marquisha wants her evenings free. Is that hard to understand? We need Marquisha at the meeting, and if she can't make it.
Trying to get people and quorum. I mean, it took like, 40 minutes.
Well, we got quorum. We got people. We're okay. So I appreciate your concern.
The national director.
I'm hanging up, y'all. Bye.
Are there,
let me say something. Can I say something?
What happened to
public
comment? What happened to public comment that was on the agenda before this item?
Hold on. Just one moment. We'll get
we
to public comment. I have forgotten about you, Sabrina. Hang on.
Serene.
Do I hear any objections? Serene, I'm sorry. My apologies. Are there any objections to the 31st at 4:30?
Yes, I object. It's too early.
Can I say something?
5:30 or 6.
Can we vote on a 4:30 start on the 31st? Please call the roll.
Wait, can we hit the Marquisha first?
That's 4:30 again.
I'm sorry. Marquisha, did you have input?
No, I was just going to say, again, you're basing this on, you're assuming that you're going to have this person here. So you're going through all of this. Shouldn't you clear that up first?
I agree with you, and there's no guarantee on any of it. So we need to just move forward. We have an October date.
Right.
These meetings are so productive, we should have it anyway.
We could have it next August, you know.
Thanks, Bill. Are there any objections? There was an objection
yeah,
to the 31st at 4:30. Nancy objected.
No,
yes, Nancy. Heard your objection. So can we call the roll, please, and vote on that? 4:30.
No,
can we call the roll,
the
please?
Amendment or substitute motion to 5.
Nancy, give us the vote.
People are working until 5.
All right, Nancy, you made your point. You made your point. There's an amendment to start at 5 o'clock. So let's vote on the amendment first. 5 o'clock starts. Call the roll, please, Teresa.
Teresa says yes. I move to bring it to 5. Bill Crozier?
Abstain. I don't care what time.
Okay, Bill Crozier abstains. Gartner?
I abstain, too.
Abstain. Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Well, what are we voting on again?
An amendment to say the 31st of August at 5 p.m.
An amendment to do what?
The original motion was the 31st at 4:30. The amendment is the 31st of August at 5 p.m. Yes or no? Or abstain?
Yes.
Yes is fine. Okay. Moreno?
Yes.
Susie yes. Moreno says yes. Nancy Zabar-Naratomi?
Yes.
Naratomi says yes. Sandra Rawline?
I abstain.
Abstains. Wendy Schrell?
We didn't hear if Marquisha could do it, but I mean, if she can, then yes.
I will be off the call if... 6:30 because I have something to do with my kids. So if you're not done with me at 6:30, it's just going to be tough. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Richard Uzzell?
Okay. Yes.
Richard Uzzell? Uzzell. Not hearing Uzzell. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita Washington says yes. Thank you. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Says yes. Venetia Williams? Not hearing any answer. Sandy Weinman?
I abstain, thank you.
Abstains, okay. The amendment passes. So do we need to vote again for motion?
Nope.
I guess that was really more
a
substitute motion.
Substitute.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. All right.
Okay.
And I went right by it. My apologies. So public comment. Serene, I believe you're the only one on. If there are others, please identify.
Oh, what was the date, though? The 6th? I mean, the 7th?
31st.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. So are there any others besides Serene on the phone from the public? Please identify. I don't hear anybody. Serene, go ahead.
Okay. So hi, everyone, and thanks for showing up for meetings. Pacifica meetings are always so much fun. If you have a policy on absences that say people have to request their excuse absence in writing, then that's the policy you should follow. And if someone asks the question as to whether or not some absent person sent such a communication, they should not be shouted down or told to stop speaking. Their question should be answered because it's essential they know what they're voting on. With regard to Teresa posting the wrong number, mistakes happen. Our old eyes, and I say our, you know, can easily mistake a 1 and a 7, I guess. But I was trying to say earlier that might have been the reason folks didn't show up. If you're due at a meeting and you go to kpftx.org because you know it's there, instead of digging through your email, the number's wrong. I was suggesting that might contribute to your quorum problem and you might want to send out a correction of some kind, but I was told I could not speak. Teresa's demands for the floor, even after the chair has told her no, and while other people are speaking, are very problematic. It is a pattern that is quite disruptive and quite aggressive, actually. Even if it's said, you know, using pleasant words, the tone is not, Mr. Chair, I want the floor.
Hang on, I want to speak.
I have to make a statement.
It's public comment.
I can.
You do not have the floor. Serene has the floor. Please, wait for Serene to finish. And then we'll get to your comment. Go ahead, Serene.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question?
You may not ask a question during public comment. There you go again.
How long is public comment?
Ten minutes.
10 minutes allotted, and Serene's the only person on from the public.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to leave the meeting now because I have another meeting at 6:30.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Teresa.
I heard Bill Crozier interrupt voting because he's the second name. Teresa is alphabetically the first, and of course, Teresa's always first anyway. Sorry, I know she's gone. I shouldn't have said that. But a number of times he interrupted to say, why don't we just ask if we can do this without objection? And the chair would say, well, is there an objection? But the one time that I heard Nancy Saibaranara told me, ask, can we do this without objection? Both the chair and the secretary scolded her about speaking during a vote. So I just think, you know, folks need to be not going to speak to anyone's intent, but folks need to be a little more thoughtful about their conduct. And regardless of how you feel when you're officiating at a meeting, pocket the attitude and treat everyone with, you know, respect. And I want to say also, I noticed that sometimes some people get to ask their questions and get their questions answered. And some people, like Susie, would ask a question, and before she gets it out, the chair has interrupted her to begin answering the question that he presumes she's going to end with. And that's also something that, you know, I mean, a lot of times when people are talking, we don't actually listen with a mind towards understanding. We listen for a pause so we can start saying what we're thinking. Listening is a learned behavior. It's a skill. It really is. And I think Pacifica would be healthier if we all practiced it somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Much appreciated. And thank you for attending this meeting. If there are no objections, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Thanks, everybody, for attending. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Please study the budget, and we'll get to these questions as best we can. And hopefully
and
we'll be
minutes.
In a position to move this and the minutes. And hopefully we'll be in a position to move the question of consideration of our 2022 budget to the LSB. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Here's to putting KPFT first. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.